What's up, guys? It's your girl Shy, and I hope you're having a good day so far. This right here is going to be the first part of two parts for the upcoming episode. It's just a chat with me and one of my friends, Rodlyn. She's phenomenal. She's amazing. And I'm so excited and grateful that she took the time to jump on this episode with me. The first 5 minutes is just us catching up, and then in the rest we speak upon the contents that I will be speaking about for this upcoming episode. But for this part right here, you just get to hear things from her perspective and just get to hear her thoughts, and basically just the two of us having a conversation and a chat. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye. Hey.
Hey.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was worried. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want this to not work.
I was like, okay, let me go back to the other one. And then I see that it ended. I'm like, okay.
Oop. I was over here struggling, like trying to find the link to send it to you again. Mm-hmm. Trying to make sure you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, but how are you? How was your day today?
I'm good. I mean, I'm just frustrated because, you know, like so much schoolwork. But, you know, trying to balance like schoolwork and music is just so frustrating sometimes.
Oh wow, I totally get you. How's the music going so far, by the way?
It's going good. It's just, you know, I feel like I need a tweak up of like my first single, because mm-hmm. I realized like when I first wrote it, it wasn't like, I feel like, okay, you know, like when you say that you can do it, and then it's like when the moment comes,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
completely different. Because like,
I totally
now,
get you.
Yeah, because it's like, now that I'm done songwriting all the songs, I have to like go one by one, you know, like to memorize the melodies and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. And so I'm focusing on like the first single that I'm gonna record like next year. So I need to get it down like how I actually want it to sound and stuff. And so, ooh. I don't even like, I have like the verse and yeah, what the heck was that? But anyway, I have like the verse and all the, but it's like someone outside my window or like the neighbor is doing something.
Ooh, be
but,
careful.
I know. But yeah, I have the verse and the intro, like how I want it to be. But it's the chorus that's like a little bit frustrating so mm-hmm. far.
Yeah, I understand you.
It's like, I would explain it more, but it's like, it's kind of hard to explain. Because, okay, the beat is like different from how I want it to like sound with like my voice. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and, as in yeah. The melody of the song?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying like your voice is not fit for it, or
like the way that I can sing it is not the way, like okay, the beat,
you know what,
is,
hold on,
too high, if that makes sense.
If you want me to be on there, if you want me featured, I got you. let me get on the track. Come on,
you know,
I'm
that's
here.
That's not a bad idea, but it's like, I would have to, you know, rearrange it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that's more work for you. So yeah. Never mind. Yeah, that's more work for you. But you know what? If you ever want me to sing a few notes, rap a few lines, I'm totally here for it.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind if that's like on the second EP. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
definitely. But no, I'm proud of you. And I feel like, you know, when it comes to things like that, I like to think that it might feel overwhelming and difficult now, but I know that in the end, the feeling and the satisfaction of knowing that I got everything done is gonna feel so good.
Exactly.
You know, you just get that boost, like, yeah, I did that. Like, I gave it my all, and now I can sit back and relax. And I love mm-hmm. that about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's the fact that I can really see the vision. It's like, I want, mm-hmm. like, bring it to life, you know, like, and when I bring it to life, I'm gonna be happy. Like, that's exactly what I wanted it to, you know, look like,
right?
If not,
right,
even more. So yeah,
and you know, I'm gonna be here jamming to the songs, because I know they're gonna be
wait.
great. Like, honestly, I just know they're gonna be great. They're gonna sound good, because I trust
yeah.
you to deliver.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I honestly, I'm really excited. I don't know if I told you before. Well, I have told you before, but I'm really excited. I'm really yeah. excited. I can't wait. Like, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, but I'm proud of you, to be honest. Like, this is a big thing, you know. Like, let's not make it seem like it's a little thing, because it is a big thing. It's a big step.
Yeah, and, like, it's yeah, it's the beginning to like my music career.
Right.
Yeah, it's really it's like one of those things where you're nervous and excited at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone that's listening, you know, later on, she's actually a really good singer. She has such a like melodious, like angelic voice, you know. So your ears are definitely going to be blessed when those songs come out.
Thank you, Amanda.
totally. I'm here for it.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, so today, are you ready? Are you excited? Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time I'm ever doing this, so I am, you know, I'm ready. So the title for this episode, and actually you were the one that mentioned this to me, remember when you brought it up to me? It's Finding the Good and Goodbye.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Did you feel that? Because I felt that. You know, finding the good and goodbye, and just seeing the beauty and letting go. And I don't know about you, but sometimes for me that is such a difficult thing to do. Like,
yeah,
we don't even want to get in that. Like, we don't even want to get in that. But yeah, I just wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
It's like, I feel like it's really hard, you know, sometimes to see the good and goodbye, because it's like, it's most of the time it hits you by surprise, and it's like you don't know why that had to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying? Right. And you don't find that on until like later on you realize why it had to happen. But mm-hmm. in the moment when it first happens, it gets so like, you know, like it gets you caught off guard. So
right. And I feel like it's one of those things that your perspective on it kind of changes as you're experiencing it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you can tell someone, oh my gosh, it's not that serious, just let it go, like it's not that serious, until you're in the middle of the experience yourself, struggling to let go of that person or that very thing. Then you really, you know, you're really like, yeah, it's a struggle. So I totally understand you. But have you ever, you know, experienced having to let someone or something go, and how was it for you? Was it difficult? Or
it was difficult at first, you know, but it's like as I later on like figured out who I was, mm-hmm. and like who I was after that person, and you know, finding out like, okay, what makes me me, and like who am I like not with this person in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like it was difficult at first, but as time went by, I really understood why it had to happen, and it was like a beautiful process. It's bittersweet, you know?
Right, totally. So, yeah. So would you say that your mindset kind of changed?
It definitely changed, especially because like I was so young. I feel like with like my first encounter of finding like the good and goodbye, of course it was mm-hmm. like, what a boy, you know? So like,
yeah. Like, yeah, so, we know.
Yeah, and so it was like I feel like I definitely changed and matured, like especially now I'm like 19, and so like at that time
are you grown? Like, grown, you are big grown. Come on, you're kind of getting old, like, don't you think? Yeah, you really are. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, you're kind of getting old. We don't lie over here, we tell the truth the way it is, honey. And you're getting old. 19, next thing you know you're 20 and then 30.
I know.
And then,
yeah, gosh, I'm gonna be 20 in January. That's insane.
Oh no, where does the time go?
I know.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
But anyways, hold on. Back to the topic.
Yeah.
But like, oh yeah, I feel like I definitely matured, because, you know, I was like 19. No, I was like, I'm 19 now. We're not going backwards. Anyways, I'm like 19 now. And so like in the past when that first had happened, I wanna say I was like 13 or 14. Ooh. Yeah, so especially into like your teenage years and experiencing that firsthand, it's
pretty scary, you know, time.
Like, yeah, it's kind of hard, you know, it's harsh. Mm-hmm. But as time went by, you know, like I said, I realized like why it had to happen, because if I didn't experience that experience at that time, I wouldn't probably have like the traits that I have in my personality now.
Right.
So, yeah.
And, you know, did you have to navigate throughout that time by yourself? How did you do that?
That's a good question. So yeah, I did have to do it by myself because, you know, growing up in a Haitian household, you can't really say that stuff to, you know, to your mother.
Yeah,
you know, she'll be like, what do you mean relationship, what do you mean boy, you know, like she'll just pretty much brush it to the side. So you have to like keep those things to yourself. But what really brought me through, I would say, is God. You know, like,
amen, praying.
Yeah,
God praying, is good,
like, all the time.
Well, and all the time
he is good,
period.
But you know, it's like having that relationship with God is so important in my life, especially like through the hard times, especially around that time too, because I remember at that time like praying for strength, like praying for him to bring me out of you know, that struggle and of that feeling, because no one wants to be sad, you know, no one's
right
to be,
oh my gosh, yes,
and like in a low state of mind. And like I like at that time, it's weird, but like I know at that time I felt like in the future I'm not gonna be living in that same type of environment, you know, like in that same type of emotion. Like I know, like I'm gonna be brought out of that, and it just took time for me, like, focus on that, you know, focus on myself. And you know, while I was praying to God and stuff like that, he was introducing me to things that I need to focus on, like myself and the things like I want out of life, like who I want to be and stuff. And so I feel like that really helped me, you know, my relationship with God. And you know, besides from God, music as well.
So, how would you advise anyone who's going through something like that, you know, struggling with moving on and letting go, just, you know, finding the good and goodbye?
My answer for that would be for anyone that's going through that type of situation is to be patient with yourself, you know, and to be patient with life, because life moves pretty fast, and most of the things that hit you are unexpected. And you're not gonna be prepared for anybody to like come out of your life and switch up on you, but when it does happen, I feel like you really have to remember who you were before that person. You know what I'm saying? And not only do you have to remember who you were before that person, but you have to love yourself. You have to, like, when that person leaves, you have to know that okay, you still got it, you're still you know,
right?
Like, they didn't take anything from you, even though it may feel like that, but you have to know, like, you got this. You're gonna go out and you're gonna go into this life still being who you were before that person, if not even better. So yeah,
not you spilling wisdom. Wait a minute, were you like, did you write this down, were you prepared for this?
I didn't even know what questions you were going to ask. I didn't even know the topic today.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Rodlin was well prepared for this. Oh, my goodness. No, like, your responses, I totally agree with you. You know, I totally agree with you. Especially when you said, like, no one really wants to be in a sad state, right? But that's one of the things that, you know, one of the feelings and emotions that will weigh heavily on you as you're going through something like that. You know, and of course, what you said about self-love and just loving yourself, that also was, you know, very important. I totally agree with you on that. But
yeah,
my goodness. But you made it out, you know, and you're doing better, right? Like,
yeah,
that's what matters. That's what matters.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even recognize that person I was before. If not, sometimes I don't like to dwell on the past. So it's like, when I think of the past and like think about like who I was, I'm like, man, girl, why did you accept this and that? Why did you do this and that? Like, you know, you're so much better than that.
Preach.
You know? And so I wish a lot of people, like, while they're going through something, they would realize, like, they're
until
after that happens. Because if I realized back then that I was better than that, like what happened at that time, I would, oh my gosh, I don't even know. I really don't.
Right. Know, no, but I get you. You know, some of the decisions that you make, you wouldn't make.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't make.
Exactly.
You do better. And it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you handle, I don't think I asked this, but how do you handle moving on now? Like, is it easier for you? Or do you still struggle?
You know, there are some times that, like, I might slip up and...
Which is totally fine.
Yeah, become, like, you know, like, have the same traits. But I would definitely say I snap myself right back. And I'm just like, do you not remember what happened in the past? You know, it's like...
Right.
Do you want to, like, go through the same thing that you went through? And, you know, that's what really stops me from going back, you know? So... how I handle those problems now, it's like I stop them before they even become a problem, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get you.
So, and another thing that I really do, it's like before I would just make decisions, you know, like not even questioning. I'm like, okay, should I do this, should I do that? Like, that was before, like, I really took God serious in my life. And now, like, any, like, decision relationship wise all that stuff, I'm just like, okay, God, like, should I do this, should I do that? And let me tell you, he does not care. Like, he will not spare your feelings. He will let you know either on the day of or the day after.
Right, like, right. Right, like, totally.
Like, he, yeah, he'll let, okay, the best thing is that he'll let you know. So
exactly,
yeah, I'd rather him let me know before, like, you know, I get, like, caught up in this person and stuff like that, and I just, you know, can't pull myself back up. And so that's how I really deal with those type of situations now. So yeah.
And one of the things that I, like, as I mentioned before, as you're in the moment, like, this is so important, like, as you're in the moment, it seems like such a very big thing until you look back and you see it from a whole different perspective. And I just think that's so crazy to me, because the emotions that you feel as you're going through something like that, they're just so, you know, like, big and just, you know, I don't know how to word it, but they really just, you know, they take a toll on you and how you act and how you feel. And so it's also very important to deal with those emotions as you grow and as, you know, you become a better version of yourself, to try to, you know, think about, okay, why did I do this? Why did I act like that? Why did I think like this, you know? And try to find ways to not repeat that same mistake again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, like, what made you, you know, like,
right,
what triggered
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, then you're probably just going to end up repeating the same mistakes, acting the same way, and doing the same thing. And then it just becomes a vicious, sickening cycle that tries to suck the living happiness out of you. And we don't want that. That's not what you want in life, you know?
Really toxic,
Exactly. Like, you don't want to be that one toxic person, you know? Yeah. And if you do, then that's you. But I'm just saying, you know, you probably want to carry some good traits and be happy and be at peace with yourself, most definitely. You know, so I think that's also very important. But yeah,
I felt that.
No, I felt what you said. You know, we both felt it. And I hope if you're listening, you felt it too. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, of course.
But thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A round of applause for you.
Thank you.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know if you're prepared for this, but you did really great for the first time. You know, I want to thank you for coming on here. It was, you know, it was a great time talking to you and hearing it from your perspective. I like to hear things from different, you know, others' perspectives and see what they think about it or how they feel about it. Because, you know, you can learn things from other people. You can learn a lot from other people and how they think and just their mindset around things. And learning is great. So, yeah.
True.
Learning is great. Also, do you want to shout yourself out, your Instagram, anything if you want? So, you know, if anyone wants to check you out, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so my YouTube name is Rodlyn Joseph. Check me out. I do covers. I haven't done any covers recently because I don't know what songs.
Wait a minute. No. Don't laugh.
I know you're about to grill me. Like...
No. I'm not going to grill. I'm just going to bring up the fact that you were on me about, you know, dropping my episode, but you haven't even been...
Like, how are you gonna come for me, but you're not doing what you're supposed to do? How does that make sense? What's the word? What is that word? Is it hypocrite? What's that the word I'm looking for? I'm not sure. Somebody help me out, please.
No. I think you got the right word.
I did. Did I really get the right word? I'm not too sure. I'm gonna have to check the dictionary real quick. I'm kind of confused because it's not adding up. You know when something isn't really the math isn't mathing? Because I want to hear you sing, okay? I want to hear you sing and do what you're supposed to do. So we need to get on it, Miss Ma'am. Please.
Yeah, you're right. You should definitely hold me accountable.
Yes. Like you've been holding me accountable. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm returning the favor. You see that right there? You know, that's why friendship is such a beautiful thing. I'm returning the favor to you. I'm helping you out.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Continue. I just had to say what I had to say for a second.
It's okay. And so, yeah, like I haven't been posting any YouTube videos because I honestly don't know what songs to sing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard, like, especially some YouTube, you know, like, the YouTube videos that have the karaoke in the background with it.
Yeah.
Well, the instrumental, I mean. But I haven't found, like, the songs that I really want to sing, there's, like, no instrumental for it. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, if anybody has any suggestions, you know, leave them in the comments and stuff.
Totally. And, please.
And, yeah, for real. But my Instagram is I am Roslyn Joseph. And I almost forgot my Instagram, that's why it took so long. But my Twitter, I actually don't know what my Twitter is, but I think it's I am Roslyn Joseph as well. Mm-hmm. And my TikTok, I also have TikToks that I do singing videos on, but you know, like it's a whole different app, you know? So
right.
I'm still getting used to it. I took a break off of that, mm-hmm. but like, you know, I'll come back occasionally because YouTube is like really my main focus for like mm-hmm. cover videos.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure my TikTok is Rodlin J Sings. So yeah, that's pretty much all my socials and stuff like that I use. So yeah.
All right, everybody, you heard her. Please give her a follow and check her out. She is phenomenal and amazing. And we love you over here, you know? We love you. We can't get enough of you.
Thank you.
But yeah, thank you so much for being on here today. You know, it was great. I had a great time talking with you and hearing what you had to say.
I did too. It felt really fun. It wasn't even forced or anything.
Yeah, it was, no. Yeah. It was, it's natural. It comes natural. It just comes naturally, you know?
Yeah.
It's the vibes. The vibes are immaculate. They're giving.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my gosh, we're taking up a lot of time. So yeah, it was nice having you. I love you. Thank you so much for being on here. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
I love you too. Thank you for having me, Amanda.
Bye.
Bye.